S-R-N.
You showed up in Bakersfield. Well, first, I've got a little surprise for you. We all know you're a big, tough guy, Ben. But that doesn't mean that you're a loner. And it takes a big man to admit that he needs his friends. We didn't want to break up a winning team, Ben. So here they are, ready to go for broke, right by your side. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben's buddies, Harold Weiss and William Laughlin.
Once inside the zone, the runners have 3 hours. They've got to go through all four game quads. 3 hours or less, and they're going to need every second, because you know who's on their tail? Who? And you know what happens then? What? Right, without further ado, it's time to start running! Get set!
Killian, I'll be back.
Only in a rerun. Go!
Welcome to episode 29 of Cinema Crespo Diso, and it is me, Christopher Crespo, your host, film critic, writer, doer of good deeds, good Samaritan in general, to the people, film critic of the people, and other things. Yep, there we go, that's beginning episode 29, how's it going? It's me, I'm hanging out with, got a special guest co-host, Ed Shuffles. We never talked about, did we go over this already in episode 10? Ed, what are we calling you on our show?
I don't know, man. I have a few names. Take your pick.
Ed Shuffles, Ed Lovables, DJ Shuffles.
You can find me at all those places.
How's it going, Ed?
All right.
Thanks for filling in. Drew is on assignment in New York City, busy doing stuff.
I love that place. It's my favorite city.
It's my favorite city, too. I'm from there. I was born there, so.
Okay.
A little biased. Have you spent time in the Big Apple?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right on.
A lot of fun there.
Well, thanks for spending time with us here. We're going to get into the first half of the show right now. We're going to jump right into the Netflix Instant Pick of the Week. You have the Crespo Diso Randomizer 9000 in front of you. Go ahead, give that a good shake. There you go. And if you'll do the honors. Thank you, sir. Like you've been here before. What you have, episode 10, Top Beat Sandwich. I suggest you go back, people, and check that episode out. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Top meat sandwich.
All right, so go ahead and verify, see if that one's on there, because you know how they do on the Netflix. A movie will be up there, and next thing you know, it's gone. Like, for example, Over the Top was a Netflix pick a few weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I just happened to look for that the other day, and it's already gone. So I hope you people jumped on that when it first came out, because who knows when Over the Top's going to come back. Who knows when it will be available again to watch.
I know. Sorry.
No problem. So what do you got?
It is available.
What do we got, Ed?
We have Batman the Movie.
Oh, the original Batman the Movie. Awesome.
I may have seen this. I don't know.
With Adam West? Did you watch the TV show, reruns of the TV show? Because I definitely watched those growing up as well. And so some of that stuff for a while, it blended together. The show, what happened in the show, what happened in the movie. What was the year that 66. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I was probably 4 years old, so I remember seeing it. I don't remember really what I was watching.
Well,
the show or the movie?
I do remember watching this fairly recently again, because I did watch it when I was, you know, really young. And obviously, I loved it because I was a child, and when you're a child, you have no taste. You have no discernible taste. You like bad stuff all the time because you're stupid. You're a stupid kid. It happens. We all grow out of the stupid. Most of us some of us grow out of the stupid kid phase.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. So going back and watching Batman now, it's interesting. It's very much what they call at the time, Adam West loves to call, theater of the absurd, where everything is super over the top and campy and comic booky, you know, on purpose. And there's a scene in the movie where Adam West as Batman, he's running around, he's trying to dispose of a bomb, but it's a cartoon, it's like a big ball bomb with the fuse on the top, and he's running around holding it over his head with two hands, and he tries to throw it over here, but there's a bunch of nuns, so he turns around to throw it this way, and there's like a bunch of kids in a marching band playing, and then at one point he's like, some days you just can't get rid of a bomb, you know, and he's running around trying. It's so ridiculous. It's fun. It's stupid, it's fun, it's entertaining. It's a super team-up movie if you think about it, because it has the Joker, Penguin, Catwoman.
Uh-huh, the Riddler.
Riddler, all of them together in one movie.
It has 3.5 stars out of like...
out of five?
525,000 votes.
So people generally like it.
Yeah.
Still. Even though it is a really silly, goofy... I mean, Adam West's Batman, he's totally like 60s fit, you know, where he's just not overweight.
Yeah.
And he's kind of tall. So he's fit enough to be Batman.
He can barely jump, but he can, you know, fly.
But he can be our Batman. Yeah, our standards have increased quite a bit in the ensuing 50 or so years. But hey, I still think that's a fun pick for this week. All right, so thanks for picking that out of the randomizer, Ed.
Do I toss this or put it back in the randomizer?
Oh, no, please toss it. No. Okay. Yeah, don't put it back. That would be embarrassing.
It's history.
Do you want to do a guest Netflix pick yourself? Anything you watched recently on the Netflix you want to talk about?
Okay, so I was on Netflix.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait, were you?
Yeah, I was. I just discovered this site, really, a few days ago, and I was like, oh my God, look at all this stuff.
Look at all these movies.
Yeah, it was awesome. And TV shows and everything I've missed.
Right.
It's all on there.
Yeah, it is. A lot of it is. Not all of it, but a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah.
So I watched this movie, Butter.
Butter. Now, what made you watch Butter? I'm not even sure I've heard of this movie.
Because the Wolverine this week, and I saw that Hugh Jackman was in it.
Okay, a little tie-in there. All right, that's cool.
And then Rob Corddry's in it, and I really like him.
Rob Corddry's cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
So I checked it out.
And what's it about, Butter? I imagine if it's a movie called Butter...
yeah, I would take a guess.
Honestly, if I heard there's a movie called Butter, unless it was a documentary, I would bet that was a person's name, or the movie has nothing to do with butter. That's just like a weird euphemism for something. That's if I heard it.
If you heard it.
Is this movie a documentary? No, it's not, because that's Hugh Jackman and Rob Corddry. Okay. Is it about butter?
It is about butter.
Okay, so it is about... what's it about? What's going on?
It's about weird people in the Midwest who make carvings out of butter.
Okay. Oh, like, okay. Yeah, butter carvings.
Yeah, so they go to state fairs.
Yeah,
carve butter.
Because ice is hard to get in the Midwest.
Yeah.
It's rare.
It melts.
It's like gold. It melts. Tornadoes. But butter.
Sharknadoes.
Sharknadoes. More about Sharknado later in the Crespo Dome.
Oh, okay.
We got a little Sharknado update for the weirdos out there, for the shark weirdos.
I haven't seen it yet.
I saw a bit of it. We can get into that later. I want to keep talking about butter for a second. So it's about a bunch of dudes. So is Hugh Jackman, does he play one of these butter sculptors?
He's barely in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's one of those things?
It's one of those things,
Is he like a judge?
He's an ex-boyfriend, car salesman kind of guy.
Oh, and he's like just a scene or two?
He does a couple scenes, but they're major.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pivotal role, but...
Pivotal role. There you go.
Rob Corddry, is he more of a main guy?
Yeah, he's a main guy. And what's his name? Ty Burrell is in it.
Okay.
And Olivia Wilde. They're all main people.
And are they all aspiring sculptors?
A couple of them are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really funny, man. So,
it's a comedy?
I recommend it. It's like one of those quirky, weird ones.
Mm-hmm. And it's got to be a recent movie.
Let's see.
Oh, nine.
2011.
Oh, that's very recent. Very, very recent. So you would recommend that?
I would recommend it. I have never seen it.
Tell people to check out Butter. All right.
Check out Butter.
So that's Ed's Netflix instant pick of the week. I like it. Thanks, Ed.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Before we get into the box office top five, I want to talk about the number 10 movie on the list. The number 10 movie on the box office list would be Fruitvale Station.
Okay, that one.
You see that, Fruitvale Station?
Yep.
There's a theater count there. How many theaters has that movie played in this weekend?
1,064.
1,064 theaters. All right, so that's not bad. 1,000 theaters across the country.
Yeah.
A bunch of them are here in Central Florida. It made $4.6 million this weekend on in 1,000 theaters. That's good. That's good. It's a tough. This is a tough little movie. It's about New Year's Eve 2008.
Okay.
Oakland. This dude, Oscar Grant, an unarmed black guy, 22-year-old black dude. In a train station, he got pulled off a train because there was a fight broke out, and him and his friends got pulled off a train, and like the cops were beating him up, and this is crazy. His name's Oscar Grant. You can Google it, you know, Wikipedia him, check out the story because it's a crazy story. One of the cops, like, they went to taser him. Well, he says he went to taser him, but he pulled out his gun instead, and they shot the dude in the back. Like, he was on the ground, unarmed, and he got shot in the back. Died.
Oh.
And it's horrible. This happened like in New Year's Eve 08, I'm pretty sure. So a grad student who lived in the area, in San Francisco, Oakland area, he wanted to make a movie about this guy and about the incident. So he made a movie about the last day of this guy's life. Like, it starts like the night before, like 12 in the morning, and then it leads up to that 2 a.m. when it all goes down at the train station.
Okay.
And it's intense because it's a pretty, you know, it's a fairly normal day. But the whole time you know where it's going. So there's a lot of tension because, like, the next thing he does, more time passes. He's just getting closer and closer to his inevitable death. A big thing about this story in this case is that it was the train was still in the station when the cops hadn't pulled over, and the train hadn't left. So a bunch of people pulled out their cell phone cameras. This is like the first time something like this happened. A ton of people pulled out cell phone cameras, recorded the whole thing. And the movie actually starts with one of these videos. Like it shows one of the videos of the actual incident going down, all the way up to the moment where the guy pulls out his gun and shoots the kid.
Yeah, oh,
kid, he's only 22.
That's some intense stuff.
It is intense. and then the movie starts with, all right, now here's a dramatization of the guy's life. And apparently the writer-director went around and he interviewed the family and the guy's baby mama, who, like, they were in a relationship together and everything. And even his daughter, because he has, like, a six-year-old daughter, seven-year-old daughter, something like that.
Yeah.
So he found out pretty much what the guy did that day. And he dramatized it, and he showed you how he was a guy who... He had just gotten out of prison for drug charges, and he just lost his job. He really needed a job bad. He was trying to turn it around. He was selling weed, but he wanted to stop selling weed. He wanted to get out of that whole thing and just live a legitimate lifestyle, you know, a non-criminal lifestyle.
Yeah.
He was struggling. He was at a difficult point in his life, and he was trying to be positive about it, and then just gunned down. You know, who knows what could have happened with this guy? Who knows where he could have, what would have happened to him? Eventually, it's an intense movie. It's like really well made, very low key. Apparently, this is interesting. Most of it was paid for by grants,
okay,
from the San Francisco Film Society. So the city, you know, the Film Society, the official whatever of San Francisco, they put up enough money. They found a film and a filmmaker and put up enough money to get this thing made, and then it won a ton of awards at Sundance. It played Cannes Film Festival. Weinstein Company picked it up. Now it's playing all around the country. You know, I mean, that's a great job, San Francisco.
Yeah.
I'm calling out the Orlando Film Commission. All right.
Call them out, Chris.
Central Florida Film Society is all you people. You need to step it up. Step it up, folks. Start putting some money out there. Find some young filmmakers. Find some projects. Put some money out there. Because who knows when something fantastic could come out of a young filmmaker who just wants to get some. There's plenty of them over at UCF. They have a whole film school there at Valencia. I'm sure at Rollins College you got a bunch of film geeks over there, you know, running around with cameras, with their parents' cameras.
Just film geeks everywhere.
Come on, Orlando Film Commission, calling you out.
It says here that Fruitvale Station increased 530%. So a lot of people are
on
going.
What?
That's word of mouth, isn't it?
Well, on what? On IMDb?
Weekend gross.
Oh, yeah. That's because this was the expansion weekend. Last weekend, it played in like, it was playing like 20, 30 theaters. And then this weekend's playing in 1,000. So, yeah, jumping, it jumped from like a million to 4.6. So yeah, that's a huge increase. That's what happens usually when a movie does the slow rollout,
the limited
release type of thing. Yeah, exactly. Building that word of mouth, and it's good. It's really good, but it's intense though. It's it'll get to you.
That kind of stuff is like depressing. I don't really get into that.
It's always a hard sell when it's, yeah. But then again, it's not just depressing because it's a very complicated character. It's a very interesting character. This person, this Oscar Grant, the dude who plays him, Michael B. Jordan, who was on The Wire and he was in Chronicle. That dude's really good. It's a really, really well made movie. Definitely recommend it. But yes, beware, it gets heavy.
It's heavy.
So there you go. Fruitvale Station. I always say Fruitvale, but it's Fruitvale.
It's hard not to say Fruitville also.
Fruitville. What a nice sounding place.
Yeah.
For such a horrible, horrible thing to happen. All right, let's get into the top five. Ed, what do you got there?
Top five was Grown Ups 2. So it has a weekend gross of $11.5 million on a budget of $80 million.
How much was that total? It's at a
total gross of $101.6 million.
Goodness gracious! This is Adam Sandler's 14th $100 million plus grossing film.
Man,
so that's why Adam Sandler keeps getting to make movies, because people out there keep showing up for him.
His whole crew is in it.
I'm sure at the rap party he got them all like Lamborghinis or their own personal jets or something, because he's a ridiculous millionaire who can afford such things. Then he probably writes it off anyway as some sort of business expense.
It's got to be nice.
Grown Ups 2. Good job, Adam Sandler. What's number four, dude?
Number four is Turbo. So it was a weekend gross of $13.3 million. Budget of $135 million.
So
total gross of $55 million.
$55 million on $135 million. That's not good.
No,
not really. They definitely... Well, who's going to go see a movie about snails? Do you even know about this one, Ed?
It's a movie about snails?
It's an animated movie.
Okay.
About snails that somehow the snail gets irradiated with...
Oh, I've seen it going around the track on the commercial.
Yeah. And then it's like it's super fast and... he's a fast snail. Don't you see it? It's inherently funny. He's a fast snail.
Fast snail.
I'm not going to see it. You don't even know about it. Let's just move on.
Move on to another cartoon. Despicable Me 2 is number 2.
Oh, boy.
Weekend gross of $16 million. Budget of $76 million. It's a total of $306 million.
Also, $308 million internationally.
Oh, boy.
So $614 million worldwide for Despicable Me 2. Ridiculous.
It's a lot of scratch.
Excuse me, that was a yingling burp.
I saw it happening.
I know, I was trying
bubbled up a little bit.
I was trying to suppress it, and I lost that battle. First of all, again, the Despicable Me ride over at Universal Studios.
Yeah.
The longest line for any ride. Even the brand new Transformers ride doesn't have lines as long as the Despicable Me. The kids love it. Kids love it, man. Despicable Me 3, it's happening.
Oh, is it?
If it's making this much money, it's on its way. It's almost, it'll get to like $800-900 million worldwide. Maybe $1 billion.
My God.
Crazy. I mean, why wouldn't you make another one?
Yeah, keep it going.
I'd make it three in a row, like simultaneously, and then release them each summer, you know? I mean, they're gonna show up for all of them. They love those minions, man. All right, moving on. Number two.
Number two is The Conjuring. Weekend gross of $22 million. A budget of $20 million, total gross of $83 million.
And are you into horror movies, Ed?
Not really.
No, not. I'm sure there are some that you like, though. There's always a couple horror movies that everyone.
It's a Nightmare on Elm Street, but nothing new, really.
Interesting. Nightmare on Elm Street. How about the Jasons? The Friday the 13th.
Not really into them.
More of a Freddy guy.
Yeah, Freddy.
What makes you like those? Is it the humor in the later ones, or because the first one isn't as funny as the second one is when they started really going with the humor. The first one is intense. That's the one with Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
and he gets sucked into the bed.
Yeah, I mean those crazy scenes. That's what I liked.
All right, so you like that really surreal, over the top horror?
Yeah, and Freddy's you know, cool as hell.
Freddy is he is a pretty cool character. Dream killer.
The dream killer.
It's pretty messed up. That's a pretty good way to scare kids, you know. Oh yeah, he'll just come kill you in your dreams where you're defenseless because you're sleeping.
Yeah. Ugh. I was Freddy a couple times for Halloween.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's always a good costume. Claw hand.
yeah, it always works.
Claw hand and burn face. That's cool.
So what is The Conjuring about?
About people and ghosts.
Okay.
Stuff.
Was it any good?
You know, that's the thing. The critics really like it. And it does have pretty good word of mouth, yet I'm still a little skeptical because of some things I've read. And I was meaning to check it out, but I didn't get around to it this weekend. Went and saw Fruitvale Station.
Okay.
Instead, I feel like that was the better choice. I might get around to seeing it. It's by the guy that did the first Saw movie, James Wan.
Okay.
And he also did this movie with Kevin Bacon, Death Sentence. Which is like one of the Death Wish movies, you know, a dude, his family gets killed by a gang, so he goes to kill the gang.
Okay.
It's pretty intense. I don't know, The Conjuring, it's like some people, they're paranormal investigators, and there's ghosts. And
ghosts and such?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I like horror a little bit. Not really my bag overall. I'm more into like The Thing.
Okay.
I love The Thing. The Shining. The Shining's great.
10-4.
The Fly.
I really haven't seen any of them.
Oh, Ed.
I know. Great. I'm haven't seen that many movies.
Boy.
It's terrible.
You should
give me a list of things to watch.
I can do that.
Yeah, I need one of them.
But then you gotta watch them.
I will.
Some of them are on the old Netflix.
Okay.
God, I'll make you a little
Netflix. There's so much stuff. Yeah, I love that thing. Yeah,
there you go. What you just discovered. It's brand new, Ed.
Awesome.
Brand new Netflix. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy technology we got there. All right, let's jump into the number one movie.
Number one is The Wolverine. Weekend gross $55 million even on a budget of $120 million for a total of $55 million.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. It's gonna. Okay. I saw The Wolverine the other night.
Okay.
And it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good. So you say you don't watch that many movies. Have you watched the X-Men movies?
I watched the first one.
Okay.
I read parts of your review, and I didn't know this was like the sixth one.
Yeah, chriscrespo.com. Yes, you can read.
Yeah, chriscrespo.com.
You can read parts of my review or all of my review. Chriscrespo.com designed by AMPM SEO.
I think I know that guy.
You should check him out, right?
Yeah.
Right, Ed?
You should.
Should throw somebody at AMPM SEO and get them to build you some delicious websiting like chriscrespo.com.
That totally wasn't where I was going with that, but you know.
But you know. So, okay, yeah, The Wolverine. It is the sixth X-Men movie overall because there was the first X-Men movie from 2000. Then there was 2 and 3. X-Men Origins Wolverine, which was a horrible, horrible hunk of hell. One of the worst movies of the decade type of deals. And then they just did the X-Men First Class,
okay.
Which was actually, like its title implies, pretty classy. It was pretty good. Now this is The Wolverine. It's the first time the X-Men hasn't been used in a title of an X-Men movie, which is, you know, kind of ballsy. But, you know, The Dark Knight is the first time there was no a Batman movie without the word Batman in the title, and Man of Steel is the first Superman movie without the word Superman.
It's a trend.
It's where they're going now. And it's it's good. It's way, way better than the last X-Men Wolverine movie, because that's horrible. This one's much better. It's watchable. It's entertaining. It skirts that line between PG-13 and R, you know?
Okay.
It's seriously one F-bomb and some digital blood away from being R-rated. So,
okay.
So, kids, keep that in mind. Go check it out.
Do they actually count?
Yes, those things. The MPAA has strict guidelines as to how they're going to rate their movies. For example, you are allowed one F-bomb.
Okay.
In a PG-13 movie, although it can't be used in a sexual context.
Okay.
You know, so mother effer, automatic R rating. But
it's just one mother effer.
But just one mother effer will get you an R rating. Now,
interesting.
Now, if I told you to go fuck yourself, now this is a PG-13 episode of Cinema Crespo Diso.
Yeah.
All right. But I'll still, it's still PG-13. And I can say shit a bunch of times, because shit is cool. I mean, South Park blew it out that one episode where they said shit like 280 times at the counter in the corner.
You're in the shitty walk? Was it the Shitty Walk episode?
Well, Shitty Walk, they hide behind the guy's accent. No, it's the one where they're literally talking about using the word shit, using curse words in media, and bringing about demons with the use of curse words because it's curses.
Okay, no, I don't know that
You
one.
Don't remember that one? Oh, that's a good one. And there's a counter in the corner, and every time they said shit, and it was uncensored, bing, it went up one, and it got up to like 200-something. And it's a 20-minute episode. I mean, they were saying shit 10 times a minute.
I bet it's on this crazy Netflix.
It is. Every episode's on
there. I'm going to check it out.
It is. Every episode is... Actually, you know what? Did they pull South Park? I think actually... that might.
No way.
But you can get all that stuff at comedycentral.com.
Okay.
They put all their episodes up, the South Park guys. They're all about putting that shit up there. They're cool like that. So, Wolverine, it's like it's super violent. Like, a lot of people getting stabbed. Wolverine getting shot over and over. There's a lot of... Not a lot of blood. There's some blood. If there was more blood, they would definitely keep track of that. It's pretty intense. It's really intense. So 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, definitely check it out.
You gotta use that F word properly if you're only gonna use it one time.
Only one time.
Better use it right, huh?
And if you say fuck again, just like that, even just exclaiming it, now this is an R-rated episode of Cinema Crespo Diso. So
there you go.
Sorry, Mom.
Oh, damn. Mom's listening.
Oh, she's always listening. Always listening. So the Wolverine's good. I liked it. It's, you know, I would definitely recommend checking out a matinee. You know, if you're not necessarily an X-Men fan or a Wolverine fan, you might still enjoy it on a DVD type basis. You know, but if you're into X-Men, if you're really really into it, you might be disappointed by some changes to some of the characters. I'm not that much of a comic book guy myself. Were you ever really into comic books?
I was not.
No.
No.
Drew Sir Cogburn is the comic book guy of Cinema Crespo Diso. So,
does he have books?
He's got boxes.
Okay.
He's got boxes of comic books, and he's like comic book video game crazy. He's the go-to for that particular field.
A buddy of mine is into that, and he has a bunch of toys too.
Toys, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always good to have nerd friends like that.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you never know when you're going to need that information. You know, you never know. And they're going to have it in spades, and they'll be happy to sit down and tell you all about it in detail.
Oh, for hours.
4 hours. Yep. Shout-outs to all the geeks out there. So, yeah, Wolverine. Good stuff. Check it out. Hugh Jackman. He's awesome. Definitely dig it. And like we said, chriscrespo.com. You can go there to read my review of the Wolverine. And hopefully, by the time mostly here it is, my Fruitvale Station review will be up there as well. So we got some new movies coming out this week. First on DVD, G.I. Joe Retaliation comes out on DVD on Tuesday. That is a pretty bad movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's a G.I. Joe movie, so what do you expect? You expect an actual good G.I. Joe movie? Doesn't exist.
No.
No. So it's stupid, it's silly, it's good for the kids. It's G.I. Joe Retaliation with The Rock.
So don't watch it.
I do like The Rock.
Yeah, he's good in it.
The Rock's always good. Rock's good in anything. I don't know. I guess it's up to you. It's a pretty harmless movie. You know, you're not gonna. I don't think you're gonna hate yourself for watching it. You might even enjoy it. Who knows? It depends on your state of mind.
Put it on when you're doing laundry. Keep it on in the background.
There you go. And don't bother paying attention because none of it matters.
There you go.
All right. So what we got come out in theaters?
Let's see. August 2nd. Two Guns. Denzel Washington. Mark Wahlberg.
You got a little plot synopsis thing there?
Oh, a DEA agent and a naval intelligence officer find themselves on the run after a botched attempt to infiltrate a drug cartel.
Dope. Dope.
Dope.
From the director of the movie Contraband, which is, I know that's been playing on HBO recently, Mark Wahlberg movie. Boring, pretty boring little action movie. Same director. What's his name? It's like Balmore.
Oh, Baltazar Cormacore.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
And it's an R, so Two Guns has two fucks.
At minimum. Better have, at least.
Better have.
I mean, if you're going to have an R rating, you might as well go all out.
That's
all I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not really looking forward to it, but you never know. It could be entertaining. Denzel, Mark Wahlberg, they're both cool, right?
Yeah, cool guys.
Yeah. I'd watch
They're both good in everything they're in.
Yeah, they're fine. Well, I don't know. Mark Wahlberg's not always good.
Bill Paxton, too.
Bill Paxton's fun. Game over, man. Is that the same guy? Yeah, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
And then what's the other movie coming out this weekend?
The Smurfs, too.
Oh, God. And we're moving on. Let's take a break. We're going into the Crespo Disco.
Crespo Disco.
This is the first actual Crespo Disco We got, real disco, because I got some Bee Gees tracks here from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. The original soundtrack. Can't beat that.
No, you can't.
So we're going to start with, and it's not even the ones that you would expect.
Okay.
I'm not going with Staying Alive.
You're digging deeper.
More Than a Woman, yes.
Okay.
All right. We'll start with More Than a Woman, and then we'll come back with a little bit of You Should Be Dancing. So enjoy, people. We got some Bee Gees for you. I'll be back with Ed. We're going to do some Crustwood Omen. It's going to be awesome.
It'll be awesome.
So we'll be right back.
Of motion pictures has there been a screen presence so commanding, so powerful, so deadly. He's Conan the Librarian.
Can you tell me where I can find a book on astronomy?
Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System?
Conan the Librarian.
I'm sorry, these books are a little overdue.
Conan the Librarian.
Tonight, only on U62.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the Crespo Dome.
Yes, welcome to the Crespo Dome, Ed.
Oh yes, oh yes.
How's it going?
Great.
It's storming outside, man.
It is.
Actually, it looks like it's just starting to lighten up a little bit.
There was a big zap, and now we can't get online.
We have no internet. We are internetless.
That is not sound effects.
If you can hear that in the background, ladies and gentlemen, it's an Armageddon-type storm. But we're going to record anyway and hope nothing gets shut off on us.
We'll be all right.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So here we go. We're in the middle of episode 29. Let's get some plugs out of the way. We already mentioned ChrisCrespo.com. Please go there. We beg you. Go there. Netflix instant picks of the weeks. Reviews. Back episodes of Cinema Crespo, so all that good stuff. You can also... Whoa, lightning. You can also... Yeah. Now that's a little distracting. Is that...
It's fine.
I was hoping people would hear that. I hope you can hear that, people.
Soldier on.
Because that's some good lightning. I hope the mics are picking it up. Anyway.
It's very bright, too. I mean, it's close.
ChrisCrespo.com. Cinema Crespo Diso on iTunes. Rate us. 5 stars. Please. Reviews. Leave a nice review. No one's written a review for us in months. Please, people. We know you're out there. We know you enjoy the show because you keep downloading. Please write a review. Rate us. iTunes. If you don't listen to us on iTunes, maybe there's other ways you listen. We're on Stitcher Radio, aircheck.us. So many ways for you to check out Cinema Crespo Diso. On Twitter, we're at the shows at Crespo Diso, and my Twitter handles, I am Chris Crespo.
That's right. Hit a like button. Hit the tweet button.
Hit some favorite buttons. Hit some share buttons. G plus it. Do it. Ed, what's your stuff? Well, I know you got a show. What's your show?
Yes, I have a show for a website. You go there, fsedm.com.
Yes.
I have a show. It's called FSEDM Our Way.
And what's it all about? It's all sweet, sweet dance music.
Electronic dance music.
Get your twerk on.
Yes.
Whoa. With some Ed DJ Shuffles.
I play a lot of disco.
Good disco. Modern
beats, house, electro.
Modern disco, which apparently is just dance music.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think it's really... I don't know what makes disco anymore.
Funky guitar leads, good synth lines.
That's what does it?
Yeah.
That's all you need?
It has that groove to it.
All right. Okay. Like that Bee Gees stuff we were just listening to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that was the jam. That was the stuff right there.
That's the stuff.
AMPM SEO, right?
That as well, yeah.
Yeah.
AMPMSEO.com.
I used Ed to help me with the website. He knows what he's doing, so hit him up, please.
I'll get you a website, SEO, social media, maybe some graphics.
And what else? What else can we plug in? What else you got? You got plenty of things.
I don't know. You know, you'll find me online everywhere.
Yeah, you will. Yes, you will. That is for sure. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, sir, to help me out with this.
Yeah, it's fun. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Well, here we go. Let's get into the Crespo Dome. We got some movie news. Rocky.
Rocky.
We got a Rocky poster right there, right behind you. One of my favorite movies, Rocky. I really enjoy Rocky 2. Rocky 3 is cool. Clubber Lang, Thunderlips, right?
Yeah, great.
Rocky 4, Dolph Lundgren as a Russian. Right? Swede playing a Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky 5, horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible movie.
I don't think I've seen it.
You never saw that one? Where he does, it ends with a street fight instead of a boxing match, it ends with a street fight.
Oh, with Tommy Morrison?
With the real life boxer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cheesy.
Ugh, not good. And then Rocky Balboa a couple years ago, which is actually a very, very good movie about old Rocky going the George Foreman route. They're making another one.
Oh boy, here we go.
But it's not necessarily a Rocky movie. It's a spinoff.
Okay.
They're making a movie called Creed, and it's not about the band. Rocky's, one of his toughest opponents was Apollo Creed, played by Carl Weathers.
Right.
This movie, Creed, is about the grandson of Apollo Creed, who Rocky decides to take under his wing and train him to be the next world heavyweight champion.
Who plays him?
Creed's kid?
Yeah.
The dude who played the lead in Fruitvale Station, Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, the guy who wrote and directed Fruitvale Station, he came up with the idea for Creed. And he managed to get it to Sylvester Stallone, and Stallone was like, hey, this is a good idea. Let's run with it. So it's happening. They're going to make it. So this guy is using his clout from Fruitvale Station to make a Rocky spinoff movie.
And why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Why wouldn't you? And it's going to make money, and then they'll use that to be able to make, like, I don't know, a superhero movie, and then they'll be millionaires, and then they'll forget about all the little people.
I still can't pull him up.
Oh, yeah, no internet? We're out of internet access? I might have to use the old smartphone. I hope you heard that, people. Did you hear that? The gods are angry, but we're recording anyway.
Yeah, something's going on.
If they don't hear the lightning, then they're just going to hear us reacting to nothing. You know that, Ed?
Yeah.
We're going to sound like a couple of the dodos. Also, in movie news, I mentioned this earlier, Sharknado. The now infamous Sharknado made a big, was a viral sensation online when it debuted on Sci-Fi a week or so ago. A movie about a tornado filled with man-eating sharks killing people. It's in the tradition of, you know, the Roger Corman type movies. They've been making cheesy, schlocky, ever since they've been making movies, they've been making cheap movies. Know what I mean? I mean, this is a old as time, this practice. I saw a little bit of it on Sci-Fi the other night. I wanted to watch more, but I physically couldn't. My body shut down on me. I couldn't make it through.
Was that bad?
Ian Z, it's bad. Ian Ziering, the dude from 90210.
Yeah, I never really liked him.
With the least likable guy from that show, he's right. The lead. Tara Reid, who has proven to be one of the worst actresses out there, looking pretty incredible, actually, that she's managed to have the career she's had, being as awful as she is.
Yeah.
It's something to aspire to, actually, if you have that little talent. You can always look up the Tara Reid. It's terrible, but very popular.
Right.
The people love it because it's silly and it's goofy and it's fun to watch, I guess. So Regal Cinemas announced that Sharknado will be playing in theaters.
Whoa.
For one night, I think August 2nd, but you're going to want to go online and check people. I didn't bother doing the research because I didn't care all that much. There's a little crackle. Did you hear the crackle in the mic? Did you hear that?
I heard it in my headphone.
From the lightning?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you're hearing the lightning, people. This is real lightning to accompany the lightning round coming at
that's
the end.
Crazy stuff.
Heads up.
Lightning. So there you go, dudes.
So there you go. You
date
go,
night is set.
Go Sharknado it up. Go get drunk with all your friends and go see this obnoxious movie in a theater the way it was never meant to be seen because it was totally made for TV. Oh, man. Those digital effects are going to look so bad blown up on a big screen.
Yeah, like sometimes you'll hook up an old Nintendo to a new TV and
it just
doesn't work.
Yeah, it's like I can't even see what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy how that works. So there you go. That's your movie news. I got a bunch of questions from the Twitter.
Uh-oh.
As I usually do, Ed. So I got this one from @NathanWilliams_.
@NathanWilliams_.
Good old Nate. He says that it's one of the weakest summer movie seasons. This summer, I guess. This summer is one of the weakest summer movie seasons. Do we agree or disagree?
I agreed with him on Twitter. I haven't really heard too much buzz about stuff.
Yeah, right. It has been a pretty quiet summer, right?
And, you know, like The Lone Ranger, you had some buzz, but then it came out, and now nobody's talking about it.
Because it was a stinker.
Things died quickly.
It wasn't very good. Yeah. Man of Steel had some buzz.
Yeah.
But it's just Man of Steel.
Okay.
I think it's been kind of a lackluster summer, but that happens. I remember 2011 being pretty lackluster. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Ed.
What does that mean?
That means we got to put a pin in that conversation. Because it's time for some Drewster Cogburn versus the world. Now Drewster Cogburn's not here because he's out.
Drewster
Cogburn is out in the world. He's mingling with the world. So you're going to sit in for Drewster Cogburn, if you don't mind.
That's what I'm here for.
Actually, I got a couple of short games. We're going to play two games, but they're both short.
Let's do it.
All right. The first game is a brand new one called Jet, Jackie, or Gene.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to name a movie. You tell me if it stars Jet Li, Jackie Chan, or Gene Hackman.
Ooh, okay.
All right. And I got five movies.
Shoot.
Number one. Who Am I? That's the name of the movie.
Oh, my God.
Is that a Jet Li movie, a Jackie Chan movie, or a Gene Hackman movie?
Gene Hackman.
That is incorrect. Who Am I is a Jackie Chan movie. Jackie Chan. Number two, No Way Out.
Jet Li.
I'm sorry. No, that's a Gene Hackman movie.
Oh, man. Come on.
Gene Hackman. Here we go. Number three, Heart of a Dragon.
Ooh. Well, I can't say Gene Hackman on that one.
Well, that's racist.
I know. Jet Li.
Incorrect. It's Jackie Chan. I'm sorry.
Man.
0 for 3 so far. Number 4.
I don't win anything.
Kiss of the Dragon.
That's Jackie Chan.
Oh, that's Jet Li. I'm sorry. Jet Li is 0 for 4 so far. Here we go. And finally, number 5. First to Fight.
Gene Hackman.
That's correct. You got a Gene Hackman one in there. Guess you're 1-4 for the first round. Not good.
No, not very good at all.
Round 2.
Fight.
Completely different game.
Yeah.
Which made more? The worldwide edition. I'm going to give you 2 movies. You tell me which one made more money worldwide.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Number 1. Which made more money? Iron Man or I Am Legend?
I think Iron Man set records. I think it came out after the other ones. I'm saying Iron Man.
All right. Iron Man made $585.2 million worldwide.
Okay, with an M.
I Am Legend made $585.2 million worldwide. I Am Legend made more money. I am sorry.
Man.
I am sorry. Here we go. Number 2. Which made more? Transformers or The Hunger Games?
Oh, boy. You're talking about merchandise, too, and toys.
Just box office receipts right. Worldwide.
Oh, Transformers.
Transformers made $709 million. The Hunger Games made $691 million. Right. Transformers is correct. There you go. Number 3. Which made more? Fast 5. That's the 5th Fast and the Furious movie.
Oh, boy.
Or The Amazing Spider-Man, which was the most recent Spider-Man movie.
Let's go with Spider-Man.
All right. Fast 5 made $626 million worldwide. The Amazing Spider-Man made $752 million worldwide. That is correct again.
Ding, 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 ding.
Good job turning it around. Here we go. Number 4. Which made more? Animated films, Finding Nemo, or The Lion King?
Ooh. I would go The Lion King.
All right. Well, Finding Nemo made $921 million worldwide.
Worldwide.
Lion King made $951 million. So you are correct.
All right.
Doing good.
Doing good.
Finally, both these movies came out last year.
Okay.
2012 movies. Which made more? The Dark Knight Rises or Skyfall, which was the James Bond movie?
Ooh.
Which made more? The Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises. I always go comic book movie.
Right. Dark Knight Rises made $1.08
billion. Wow.
Skyfall made $1.1 billion. Skyfall made more. So for that round, you were 3-2, which gives you a total of, you went 4 right, 6 wrong.
Oof.
Not exactly a pass. It's more on the fail
Is
side.
Is that the worst ever?
Oh, no.
No?
Okay. Oh, no. No.
Oh, no.
But hey, there you go. Now some Drewster Cogburn versus the world for you. Thank you, Ed, for sitting in.
Hey, thanks again for having me.
Some Edster Cogburn versus
Edster
the world.
Edster Cogburn.
Okay, so back to Nate Williams. Weakest summer movie season. Yeah, it's been a week. It's been a weak summer movie season.
Yeah.
We all agree on that one, Nate. At @CrazyLoco_, his question, what is the best movie food? Nachos, pizza, popcorn, etc., and drink. You get food when you go to the theater, Ed?
I sometimes get a popcorn, but I don't think it tastes as good as it used to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the butter's really fake, and I have no idea what that crap is. No.
I'm not much for getting food at a theater.
Yeah. It's overpriced and it's not very good.
It's very overpriced, not very good.
But nachos, to answer his question.
If of those things, I might go with nachos. I have gotten at the Point Orlando Theater over on iDrive. They have, like, chicken fingers. I got chicken fingers once. That was pretty good. The Enzion, they have like a $14 burger. You know, I mean, they got, like, artisan type stuff.
Yeah, I've eaten there.
So that's good stuff. Over at the Aloma Cinema Grill, we've had pitchers of beers while watching movies like Sin City and Grindhouse.
That's the way to do it there.
That is the way to do it. So I got to say, especially when it comes to drink, definitely beer. Drink it up.
Or little airplane bottles. You get a
little,
Coke.
Little airplane bottles of scotch and rum. Yeah. That'll always do it too. That's good for sneaking them into the movie multiplexes if you're an alcoholic.
I am guilty of that.
We got a whole bunch of...
sneaking the airplane bottles in.
Yeah, exactly. We got a whole bunch of Crespo Dome battles, Ed.
Yes.
That's when we get two people.
Let's do it.
Throw them in the Crespo Dome. We see which one's the better actor, or we debate which one's the better actor and which one would win in a fight. Okay?
Ooh, man.
This one comes from at Socially Ashward.
Okay.
She wanted us to do a battle between Samuel L. Jackson and Sean Connery. Sean Connery.
Who would win a fight?
Who would win in a fight, and who is a better actor? So let's start with the actor. Which one's the better actor? Samuel Jackson, who screams a lot, or Sean Connery, who's retired? Because he hasn't been in a movie since League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which was awful.
I think I'd rather see Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, and I think he would win in a fist fight.
He's a little younger.
Yeah.
He's a little younger.
But I don't know if Sean Connery knows any kind of martial arts.
He back in the 70s, 60s, he did, like, learn karate back then, but I don't know if he kept it up.
Right.
He has always thrown good movie punches.
He does.
He's good. That's a talent, to be able to throw a good fake punch. You would think with all the fake punches that he's thrown over the years, he might know how to throw at least one real one.
Yeah, just move it over a couple inches.
Just follow through. Just follow through, Sean. You know, I'm going to have to say, for acting, I'm actually going to go with Sean Connery.
Okay.
All the Bond movies and all that stuff, you know, I mean, that guy's The Rock. That guy's great. But in a fight, I would go with Samuel Jackson, because I think he's younger.
Yeah.
So, that one's that.
And meaner.
He does come across as meaner. Well, I know. Connery's a sourpuss. He likes to beat women. He likes to slap them around. So, maybe he needs a slapping around from Samuel Jackson.
There you go.
At Matt Celery gave me like six Crespo Dome battles, so I wrote them all down. But I'm only choosing one for now. Now I have Crespo Dome battles for weeks. Thanks to Matt Celery, appreciate it, dude. This week we're gonna do Nick Nolte versus Gary Busey.
Oh man!
So which one's a better actor? I gotta go with Nolte, just because he doesn't have a brain injury.
I always thought Busey. I liked him in Under Siege. Was it two or the original one?
The first one, yeah. He was the bad guy along with Tommy Lee Jones. But Nick Nolte, man, he was in the 48 Hours movies.
Oh,
those are good. Those are good.
Man, they're so equal.
And they kind of look the same, too.
Yeah.
I always thought they looked the same. For a long time, I had trouble distinguishing between the two, actually.
So are they getting into a fight tonight or in their prime?
Right now.
Okay, right now.
This moment.
Yeah, I think...
Old, drunk Nolte and brain-damaged Busey are going to get into a fight right now.
Man, I think Busey wins.
Just cause it a crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to agree with that one.
I mean, he died before, and then they brought him back to life, correct?
So he has an advantage.
Yeah.
Because he's crossed over.
Whereas
Nick Nolte is just an alcoholic.
Man, I guess, yeah, Nick Nolte is best actor.
I'm going to... That's where I'm going to go. We're in agreement on that one. Let's see, I got another question over here.
These are great.
These are all good questions. Thank you very much, people, for all the wonderful questions. This one comes from What's at Antihero 419. That's Drewster Cogburn. This is highly irregular.
Wait a second.
Well, he's got a question.
Okay.
For us. Who should be cast as Batman in the new Superman? Discuss. Hashtag. I vote Fassbender. Hashtag Gotham Vacation. So, you know, Ed, that's what they're doing for the new Superman movie.
Yeah, the Superman's already cast, right?
Superman's already cast. That's Henry Cavill.
Right.
Who's Man of Steel. And instead of doing the straight-up Man of Steel 2, they're doing a Batman versus Superman movie.
Right.
So we need a Batman.
So we need a Batman.
Do you know Michael Fassbender?
No, who's that?
He was, did you see Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah.
He was the English guy that infiltrates the German pub, and then his accent gets blown.
Yeah.
He's that guy. He's a good actor.
Okay.
He was Magneto in the X-Men First Class. He's good.
I don't remember a lot of these younger guys.
That's a younger guy. I think so. I think you kind of need a younger guy. I saw a rumor online. They were talking about for Batman, the guy who plays, who's in the Teen Wolf TV show.
Okay.
Ugh.
I don't know his name.
Some CW looking, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch model type dude.
Heavily made up.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, can he act? I don't know. He looks good with his shirt off. That's all they care about.
Yeah.
We need an actor for a good Batman. I'm going to go with Patton Oswalt would make a great Bruce Wayne Batman, I think.
How about Sacha Baron Cohen?
He would be a fantastic Batman.
Yeah.
So either Patton Oswalt or Sacha Baron Cohen,
are
good Batman choices. All right, and you know what? I think once again, Billy D did not send in his question for the show, because you know we got official show correspondent Billy D, who's up in New York. Drew's actually with him right now, and he gave us a question every week for the first like 26, 27 episodes, and then he didn't give us one. All of a sudden, like, he missed a week, and then he gave us one last week.
Man,
but
what's going on with that?
I don't know, man. He stopped caring, I guess.
Man.
Makes me sad. It makes me sad, and I don't have a question for him now, so.
So, did you make one up?
No, I'm not going to cover for him. I'm not going to cover for Billy D. He's got to come up with the questions.
All right.
I need the questions, Billy. All right, so we're out of questions.
We're out of questions.
So I have my own questions. I have my questions for you, Ed.
Uh-oh.
For the real lightning round. I hope you people heard all the lightning outside, because it's time for the real lightning going down in here. Here it comes, Ed. Hope you're ready.
I'm ready. Lightning round.
Lightning round. Saw, you've done this before.
Yes.
We're going to do it again. I got 10 questions for you. Rapid fire. First thing that comes to your mind. All right?
Yeah.
No pressure. But everything depends on these answers, okay?
Everything, huh?
Number one. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Is chivalry dead?
No.
Number two, would you go to outer space?
Would I? Yeah.
Number three, what is your favorite soda?
Not that shit we tried at Firehouse earlier.
The lemon pepper.
Yeah, that was garbage.
Diet Dr. Pepper cherry mixed with lemonade.
A Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Number four, have you ever gone white water rafting?
No.
Oh, no, it's fun.
Not naturally, like, you know, on a water park, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Number five, Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park. Rank them.
Number one, South Park, two, Simpsons, three, Family Guy.
All right. Number six, name as many characters as possible from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael, Splinter. Uh-huh. Spinda. Who was the other guy?
You got six? No, you got five.
I think I'm done.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah.
All right. Number seven, describe the world.
Holy shit.
In five words or less.
Oh, wow. How you can't do that in five words or less?
Starting now. That's three words.
Vast. And.
Vast and.
Unexplained. Shit, I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Well, you blew it. Vast and shit. Vast and unexplained shit. I'll take that. We'll amend that. We'll help you get there. Number eight.
It's the lightning round. There's so much to boil down. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's the point. Number eight. Would you like to donate a dollar to the Children's Hospital?
Oh, man, sure.
All right. Put you on the spots. Number nine. Comic books or comic Mel Brooks?
Mel Brooks.
Number 10, why did the world begin?
Big Bang.
All right, there you go. So there you go. That's the lightning round. Real quick, number 5, Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park, rank them. You went South Park, Simpsons, Family Guy.
Yeah.
I would go Simpsons, South Park, Family Guy.
Oh, yeah?
I would switch the first two. So you're wrong.
I'm wrong. Damn.
And name as many characters as possible from Teenage Mutant Turtles. You got the four turtles and Splinter.
Yeah.
Shredder. Right, the bad guy.
Okay.
Krang was the brain guy, right? Mm-mm. Rocksteady and Bebop were the two henchmen, Right? You got the Neutrinos, which are the punk rock kids from Dimension X.
Man.
April O'Neil was a reporter.
Okay.
Casey Jones was the dude with those sports equipment.
Right. I know that one.
Dr. Baxter was the guy who made the Mausers. Dr. Baxter, right? Remember him at all?
No.
No? Who else was there? It was...
I was done at five.
And then all the foot soldiers.
One hand.
And all the foot soldiers. I always got the two hands worth. The Technodrome. That's not a character. That's a thing.
Wow.
That thing was badass, though.
It's a good DJ name.
DJ Technodrome. I am DJ Technodrome. Right? Something like that?
Exactly.
Exactly. So that was the lightning round. Thank you very much, Ed. And hey, that brings us to the end of the show. And look at that. I think it stopped raining.
It did.
We made it through. Everything stayed on.
We're live.
We are live and alive. So thanks a lot for listening, guys. That was episode 29. Ed, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. We're gonna have to do this again soon.
Yes, sir.
This is the second time you've been the show co-host.
That's right.
You're my backup emergency co-host guy.
That's it.
Appreciate
backup emergency.
Appreciate it. and actually, in the beginning, when we were recording the shows in the beginning, you were hanging out a lot around back then. I remember mm-hmm. that. Remember that. You haven't been around much lately, though.
No.
You know.
Yeah, tough to get here.
Kind of miss you, buddy.
Yeah, no.
Miss seeing your face.
And my pretty face.
All right, so we're out of here, guys. We'll be back next week with episode 30. And, man, that's episode XXX. It's going to be a big one.
Crespedito.
Looking forward to it. All right, so get in touch with us. CinemaCrespediso@gmail.com. Facebook.com/CinemaCrespediso. Instagram.com/CinemaCrespediso. Twitter.com/Crespediso.
Next week is XXX?
Next week is episode XXX.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool, huh?
Yeah. I bet you got something planned for that.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no?
All right, guys. We're out of here. Peace.
Late.